Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fagnelli.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class for hour number two. Kyle's with us. And this hour, we're going to be talking about tools and the tips from the book and tools most likely wanted and or needed for your homestead. Our favorite tools for plumbing, wiring, and carpentry. Kyle has developed some items for this class that he'll be teaching from the front of the classroom. And I wanted to say that Gene will be with you in just a minute. I see you on the call screen. We'll be right with you. I just would like to welcome Kyle to the broadcast classroom first. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vincenzo. How are you?
Vincenzo, do you know that that's what my that's what my mother used to call me sometimes, Vincenzo. my grandmother sometimes would call me Brute, and I think that means the funny looking ugly one.
Oh my goodness.
She would say in Italian, she mostly spoke English, but every once in a while when she didn't want me to know, I think she would say something like, that face, that one right there, that's Brute, meaning funny looking. And that maybe my mom shouldn't have dropped me on my face.
At least not so many times, huh?
Right. Kyle, we're going to be talking about tools. Gene in Kentucky, welcome. I see that you want to talk about batteries or a battery. Gene, you there? Hey, Gene.
I'm talking.
Oh, great, great. All right.
I'm on a corded phone. That's the only thing I use, corded phone.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I got your. I read the paper, and I see that you made the second page of the Louisville Press. You have given up sugar. Very good. Congratulations. You want to talk about batteries?
No, but I've cut back. Okay.
Very good.
Well, anyway, went out to start my little truck. They're going to get something, and nothing at all. Previously, because I don't drive it that often, like I do the little other junky car. But anyway, we got old cars. That's all they ever want. But anyway, nothing. Even a little thief light that's usually flashing because it's part of
you. So do you want to know what to do? Or what is your question?
Well, okay, my question is, did we destroy the battery by jumping it a couple times? And the cold weather probably affected it. And should he have checked the electrolytes in it? Because I did order another one, and I got it in my possession. Mm-hmm. And because of thanks to you. Because I'm like a prepper in a way. But anyway, did we make a mistake by jumping in? And was it the cold weather, the real cold weather? Because we don't have a heated garage, thanks to not having.
I have an answer for all of your questions.
Yeah.
But Kyle, would you like to answer this?
Sure. You know, if I was in your position, what I would do is you have a battery charger?
Yes, that's what I did. I charged the battery immediately, plugged it in myself, low Sears, you know, since we've been married a long time, we've got a lot of Sears stuff. And I plugged it in, and I wasn't going to do the start thing like I did maybe once or twice over the years. And the battery, I think, is from 2017. And I plugged in, and I just went out here in my little vehicle and let it go for several hours. And I finally checked on it last night, and then I saw moisture on top of it. And that was scary because I figured it's probably boiled over or something. I'm not sure, you know. I'm scared. He said, go ahead and start. I said, no way. No way am I going to touch that thing. I don't know if it's battery acid or if it's water. Because I don't know if he took a hydrogen to it or not lately. To check the, you know.
You didn't. When you put the battery charger on your battery, did you put it on start for all night long?
No, I put it on, I did the regular charge thing. It wasn't all night. It was like from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to about 7 or 6:30 when I finally decided to check on it again. I did check on it previously before I left out of here again, and it had moved some. But I don't know where the moisture came. It must have came out of the battery.
Yeah, it definitely came out of the battery, more than likely. Have you checked your battery cables to see if they're corroded?
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. No, we've got those little red and green felt things on them, and everything's beautiful looking. They got new plug, you know, I'm talking about the cables on it we had put on a long time ago, and everything's beautiful looking. The battery's was the best, supposedly the AZ salt, so, you know, the Duralast, the gold, whatever. I always buy the best, even though I've got old vehicles. And I have a feeling because it gets so cold, you know, those few nights.
Well, I can tell you, I don't know how cold it got there, but if you have a completely discharged battery and it freezes, my experience is that probably 93 times out of 100 or 95 times out of 100, the battery is dead. I mean, it's gone. Unusable. The way you can tell most of the time is if the battery freezes, if you look right up down along the side, the usually it's on the small side. If you look down there, you'll see a bulge, just a really super slight bulge on either end. If you see that bulge, then it froze and chances are your battery is shot. But again, the key to it, do you have a multimeter at all?
Yes, he's going to come over and change it to the new one, but I'm still upset because it should have held up longer than that, you know? And plus, like I said, he did take it out just to show me that it was going to work before he went back to the other house that day. And of course, we were kind of stuck here for a while because of the, you know, the ice on the roads and that, you know, at least in our driveway for a while, you know? And I wouldn't go anywhere for like 2 weeks, you know, almost whatever. And I think too that I don't know how the cells were low or not. You know, he said he don't remember if he checked that part or not. And I don't think it's got a bulge, but I'll check. Could have been just condensation because it was so warm yesterday. It was almost 60
No, no. Kyle's absolutely right.
Because I got a great big garage, you know, bigger than a house.
Gene, here's what probably happened. Kyle is absolutely right. What you can do is, I would, if you get a bucket of water or some kind of a pitcher of water or garden hose and gently wash off the top of the battery, rinse off all the area where acid would have boiled off and dripped down the side of the battery, before you test it for the bulge, rinse it off, okay? Make sure you get that acid off. And make sure, just hear me out, please.
Okay.
You want the acid to be off because it is dangerous and it can burn your skin. And then what you can do is you can put on some rubber gloves, like those latex gloves or blue ones. Okay, and then what you do is you take your hand, and if you're right-handed, use your right hand, and you feel down the short side of the battery. There's the long side, which would be front and back, and then the sides would be the short side. And you feel from top to bottom, and if it's bulged like a quarter of an inch on that side, outward in the middle of the height from the bottom of the battery to the top. If it's bulged out a quarter of an inch, the plates have buckled. That means they have physically, the acid has frozen, it has expanded and broken the lead plates in the battery, and it is not fixable no matter what. Okay? It's only good for a core, meaning when you buy a new battery, they want the old one back.
Yeah,
to
I know, but I kept the core
right.
This time.
All right, so here's the whole answer. If you bought a Duralast Gold, that's their best. It's typically got a three-year free replacement warranty with maybe 5 or 7 years prorated. So you should get, if you have a 2017 battery, which I believe you said, it's about 4 years old. Bottom line is, I don't care how long the battery is guaranteed for, they last about 3 or 4 years. So you're really at pretty much the end of its useful life expectancy. Okay? You're not going to get... You're not going to get 100% charge out of an old battery like that. And It could last longer, but they don't make them to last longer. They want you to keep buying new batteries.
Well, they
bottom
used to.
Bottom line is this. Rinse it off. Feel if you have the bulge. If you have a bulge, it's on the sides. It's no good. But it is good for the replacement credit. So you might get half of your money back for the original warranty period of 5 or 7 years. Next thing. Well, Kyle said, make sure your battery terminals. Now, you can't see under those NOCO, N-O-C-O, as in no corrosion, red and blue felt impregnated anti-corrosion discs that are under the battery terminals. You really can't see whether there's corrosion between your terminal and the battery post. Okay, and I assume you have a top post battery.
Yeah.
So bottom line is you probably did boil it over, and you probably boiled it over because the plates buckled. Because it froze, and it froze because the battery charge was insufficient. Now, a lead-acid battery with electrolyte will not freeze under normal circumstances. But if the battery is discharged, it will freeze at 32 degrees or lower and buckle the plates and ruin the battery. Which is why I've been harping on this for months, saying, get a battery charger, and you will experience this problem if you do not have a fully charged battery when the weather goes below 32 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, have you ever heard me say that?
Yeah, maybe a couple dozen times.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of chargers. I have a few trickle chargers, but they're used for marine-type use, and, you know.
Well, you can use them for all your batteries. As a matter of fact,
yeah, by the
I believe... Gene, I believe we have at least more than 10 battery chargers here at the farm, and a lot of them are trickle chargers, and we move them on from battery to battery to battery, because you let one of these lead acid batteries stay unattached to anything, it just sitting battery, not connected, it will go dead in 30 days.
Yeah.
All by itself. Yeah, so if you've got it connected to a car that has a computer and a security system, like, you know, one that will sense whether you have the right key in the ignition, that computer's running all the time, draining your battery. So you 3 weeks, maybe at the most, before you see signs of a dead battery.
So okay? With that little light's been flashing, thief all the time, so that's been draining my battery too?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
He figured something was wrong, because I guess when people had it before us, I guess either they got drunk and lost their keys, or they stole it or something. I have no idea, but, you know, I always buy everything used.
Sounds like a Ford. Is that a Ford?
Yeah, unfortunately. Fix the repair daily.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I think, the electrolytes could have got low, too. Because he did add water while back, he thinks, you know, he takes the caps off.
It has to be, it sounds like I'm stuttering, distilled water only.
Oh, that's what we do. I have my own distiller, too. But anyway, if it doesn't have a bulge in it, that meant it didn't freeze, right?
Probably did not. Probably did not. Now, you never add acid. Okay, I mean, you can buy a quarter or a half gallon of acid, battery acid, but never add acid. The only thing that you add to a battery that is low on electrolyte is distilled water. That's it, period. Nothing else. Kyle, any comments?
That's exactly correct. That's about all you can say. What I do is, if you've got a meter and you've had it on, you had your battery charger on it for 4 or 5 hours, first thing you would do with the meter is check your voltage across the positive and negative with your meter and see where it's at. I've seen them 8, 9, 10, you know, 11. If it's anything below 12.6, I think, you've got a problem.
But that's a good number.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's a good number, 12.6, 12.4, that's a good number. You don't want to be below that. And you can charge it and see if you can bring it up. If you can't, bring it back. You can actually bring that battery to AutoZone if you have a Duralast.
Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gene, that's about all we can give you. What I would do is I bring the battery back, you know, rinse it off, make sure that the acid's off it, and leave it where it can drip outside, and put it on a piece of cardboard and put it in a place where it's not going to roll around if you take it to AutoZone.
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm keeping the core.
Why?
The core. Because we use it for other applications.
Well, not this one, you're not. This one, you're not. This one's a boat anchor.
I'm sick with a haggle meter. I'm probably from Missouri originally. Didn't know it.
Right. Okay.
But anyway.
All right, unless you're going to make bullets out of it or something like that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Gene, I've got to run. Did we give you enough information?
Yeah. Can you talk to me about backing up your systems with running off a battery when the electric's out?
Okay, you want me to talk about uninterruptible power systems? I can do that.
I'll tell you what.
I'll do it next week, all right?
Okay. And then
I'll tell you exactly how to do it.
Okay, with my 6 voters. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. That was Jean in Kentucky. And she's the gal who just is drawn to sugar, and she says she's reduced her consumption, which is wonderful news. And I beat her up every time she comes on. I tease her about that. So Kyle, we want to talk about tools, but may I mention something first? I've decided that I only care about what a few people think, you know, of things I do, my actions and so forth. So most people, I have no concern what they think of me, how I behave. Of course, I care about Kyle and Sharon and Kathy and, you know, John Reagan and Rich Sheban and Norman, you know, our instructors. I certainly care about our instructors in our class, but most people I don't care about. So what I've decided to do lately is when people call up and they go, you know, I answer the phone, and if I'm walking by the phone, I'll answer it. Otherwise, the answering machine will take it. And so it was dark in the kitchen. I was walking by the kitchen. It rang three times. I knew on the right after the third ring it was going to answer with the answering machine. I thought, let me just grab the phone. So here's what I said. Now, I had no idea who was calling. No idea. Normally, I say, Pizza Hut, you know, or something like that. That way, they don't go, where are you? Or what are you doing? You know, when I say Pizza Hut, I decide that's not the right answer. So here's what I have decided to say most of the time. So yesterday, I walked past the phone. I had no idea who was calling. It was dark in the kitchen. The lights were off. And the display is like a, you know, black LCD display on the phone. And it's an antique phone. It's got to be 30 years old. So anyway, so I said, quote, yeah, hey, thanks for calling me back. I deposited the check for the second time. It bounced. Now, do you want me to tear it up, send it back, or put it with the others? End quote.
Oh, my goodness, man. You're a funny.
And so guess who it was? It was our attorney. And I haven't talked to this guy probably in months. And he thought it was hysterical. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff I'm up to. And I just wanted to share that with the class because we have lost our minds. You know, people demanding to know where I am when they call me. Come on. It's not going to happen. So, you know, it totally put him off guard. And it took him, now this guy's used to arguing in court. It took him probably 5 seconds to recover from that. Because he didn't know if he dialed the wrong number. He didn't know if I was kidding. He didn't know if his check bounced. He had no idea. Because I said it, you know, as if I knew who he was. Yeah, thanks for calling me back. I deposited the check for the second time. It bounced. Do you want me to tear it up, send it back, or put it with the others? Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, and I thought you were the perfect guy to share that with. So, tools.
You bet.
And any comments about that? Any comments about how Vinny has lost his mind?
I know this segment is real short, but I will agree. You know, I told my wife, I don't know, must have been about 3 or 4 years ago, there's very few people left around whose opinion I value. And you're one of them for sure. If I were to be doing something and I called you and you said, you know, I know how you'd say it. You know, that's probably looking pretty good, but have you thought of this? That's the way you'd put it. I know it. I would be listening intently. But I told my wife the other day, I said, you know, I'll try, but I really don't think I can care any less about what people think. Anybody else, you know, I'll try to think less, but I don't think I can care any less what most people think, because I have just come to the conclusion that we've lost our blooming minds, and I don't take advice or correction or input 90% of the time from people that haven't got a clue when they're even living their life.
I've got a quick comment when we come back.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An SUV overloaded with people pulled out in front of a semi-truck towing two trailers of gravel in Holtville, California, 10 miles north of the Mexican border on Tuesday morning. At least a dozen people died and others were hospitalized. Passengers in the SUV ranged in age from 15 to 53. Floodwaters began receding in several hard-hit Kentucky counties Tuesday as Weary officials and residents prepared to assess the damage to homes, businesses, and roads. Significant flooding occurred in several eastern Kentucky counties, where one county official said the water was unlike anything he has ever seen. The Kentucky River at Boonville in Osley County crested at 44.3 feet Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is lifting most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions, including its statewide mask mandate and capacity restrictions on businesses. The new order goes into effect March 10th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASCAR is on the way to the Mojave Desert this weekend. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy was asked by Motor Racing Network, what is it about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that can make it a challenging track?
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character, over the last, couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and, you saw Kurt Busch be able to win, in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So, we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford was asked about the surface of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got you. Take my,
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, we might get to tools today. So, Kyle, I got an email from Luke Cassidy yesterday. He's a USA Paris instructor. He works with Dr. Shuley, and he is the engineer of the electronics that make the PEMF and, you know, some of the other instruments that of Dr. Shuley's specifications run. So he's the guy. He's the electronics electrical engineer and software engineer and programmer, etc. And he's a great guy, and he's been on the air with us talking, you know, to the class teaching. Well, he sent me an email about puppies, and we share the same lineage in some of our puppies. And so he sent me an email about something that I mentioned. I'm not going to describe exactly what it was, but my response to him was, yeah, I was he mentioned, he asked me if I was talking about a specific person who wants to be on the air with us. And I said, yeah, I was talking about that person, and that person is a publicity hound. And here's what I said. USA Prepares has no interest, or less than that. Now, I don't know what's less than none, but what I was trying to convey is we exactly what you're saying. We have lost interest in trying to be all things to all people. We're just going to do what we think is best, period. That's it. We're going to teach. We're going to talk about our positions. We're going to talk about honesty and integrity. But in terms of if I don't like it, flat out, I'm not going to do it. I mean, we even had a caller one day call, and I wanted to talk about something, and my response was, I don't want to talk about it. I've never done that before, but that's where I am today. And George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hey, Vinny, and hey. Hello, Kyle. I had to track you down to Kyle because I wanted to apologize to you. It may not have seemed to be a situation that actually existed, but I will say this. Living too long up here in New England, especially from Massachusetts originally, where the communists really seemed much more entrenched, but they were laying low, but they were striking from hiding places until they got bold enough and big enough. Anyway, I just wanted to say is that when we were discussing guns some times ago, or I should say since we're discussing cars, right? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
since Kyle mentioned cars, right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
No, but I wanted to say, I felt a sense of urgency because, in other words, where Montana is very different than most of the rest of the country, where they're wide open, it's that frontier mentality that's much fresher in people's minds and much more recent, whereas back here in the state eastern establishment, let's just say they didn't even want Smith & Wesson's factory in the western part of the state of Massachusetts, where it had been for a long, long time. So I just wanted to say is that I had a sense of urgency about it. People can still get a pump shotgun once in a while from the big box stores. I saw one for $152 for a Stevens, which is a good old American name. And as I said before, if it's made in China, stay the heck away from it in most cases because it's like playing the lottery and the house always wins. And it's not the American house. It's the Chinese house. And Vinny, chizzy bruta. That's what my mother would say sometimes when I was a child. She would just say it in reference to something. And I'll just leave it off with this. John Wayne was referred to as grande, fuerte, y feo. And it meant big, strong, and ugly. So I guess not being called that, you know, there was one other thing. But I'm sorry, guys. Like I said, I'll shut up now, and I'll just hold on for a little bit longer if you don't mind. Just listen.
Let me say, George, I value your opinion. I can tell you are honest and a sincere man who does what he says. And says what he means, and I understand where you're coming from, and it's like I told Vinny to relate to you. I take no offense whatsoever of anything that you said. And at this point where we are now, and actually when we were talking about guns before, they were already drying up, and any port in a storm, you know, so anything is better than nothing. So I get your point, and I'm not easily offended at all. I'm not.
All right, so gentlemen, let me weigh in for a second. What we're talking about is George, I believe, was saying get a shotgun because if your knees are knocking and you're not used to it, shotgun will probably be a great choice for someone who is not particularly accustomed to using a lot of rifles. Pistols, revolvers, etc. Shotgun is a, you know, when you hear the rack of a pump shotgun, it's a great way to go. And some people like the, you know, semi-automatic shotguns. So that's what we're talking about. There was just a difference of opinion, but they were both excellent. Okay? That's my point of view. Any other comments, George?
Yeah, I'll just say this and then I'll get off. I'll say that I can understand, Kyle and you, Vin, about people's opinion because maybe we were just a little too conventional growing up where, you know, we felt like what society meant matters. But when I see increasingly that nobody speaks out against a lot of the real perverse, strange, just plain evil stuff that seems to be held up in esteem nowadays. I'll just say I've seen too many people where I don't like to talk much about if I'm going through something or certain things. I just kind of keep it to myself. But sometimes people will ask, and I say to myself, it's a different community now. That's what I love about USA Prepares and the faculty and you guys, and is that it's something called just normalcy. And it's like I don't see normalcy now, and it's at a point where I watch people where they close their eyes, they drive by, they see things, whereas Kyle, Vin, myself, we would feel like we just couldn't close our eyes to it or just drive by it without offering some sort of a help. And the last thing I'll just say is I remember one time I was with my son in a car, and we're driving along on a major road, highway, and I see a child and his mother climbing up an embankment, a car obviously broken down. So I pulled over, I backed up, and I said, you know, can we help and whatnot? So she told me that they only live like about a couple of miles away and maybe 2 exits up. So I said, if you don't mind, I can. And this was before the days where cell phones were really, you know, commonplace. And I said, well, if you'd like, I said, why don't I bring you home and your husband can come back or make arrangements to have your car towed. So I brought him there. I dropped him off, and the husband thanked me. And I said, well, I'm sure you would have done the same thing. And he looked at me, and this was some years ago. He says, no, I wouldn't have. And I just looked at him. I didn't say anything. I said, well, all right. I just turned, and we left. But I said to myself, there's someone whose wife and son were stuck on a major thoroughfare trying to sit up on an embankment, climb an embankment. And I say to myself, if you saw a woman and child and you wouldn't even stop to help or at least offer to call somebody, whatever it was, and it was like that's the attitude that I saw seeping in. And you know and I know we only have to look at our situation in the country now where it's like deer in the headlight, but even deer know to kind of get out of the way or hide or at least protect their own. And that's all I'll say, gentlemen. It's nice talking to you, okay? God bless.
George,
bye-bye.
George, thank you so much for calling in. How's George? Kyle Tools, where do you want to go?
Yeah. Well, what we started out with was some homesteading tools. If people are looking some things that you might have thought of, you might not have thought of, but things that I find kind of essential. And I was just going to start off with a little bit of plumbing stuff because water leaks seem to be inevitable. As long as there's cold weather in the winter or they create a pipe that is that won't ever rust or anything like that or break or freeze or loosen up, you're going to have to deal with plumbing issues. So, copper is its own kind of little world. You need to learn how to solder if you're going to do anything with copper, and that's kind of a art. It's almost like welding, not quite as intensive, but it is something that if you don't know how to do it, you're going to have to learn how to work with plastic. They make copper to plastic adapters. But some things that I find very, very useful dealing with plumbing is you're going to need crescent wrenches, folks. And I know you're going to need, this might be basic to some, but maybe it's not to others. I have crescent wrenches from 4 inches to 16 inches long, big ones. And I have little bitty ones and everything in between 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, literally everything in between. You're going to need that. You're going to need a set of more than likely at some point in your if you have to work on a lot of things, you're going to need a set of vice grips. And if you don't know what that is, you can punch it in and look it up. And again, if you can find used American-made vice grips, you're going to want them. You're also going to want some they're called monkey wrenches or adjustable type wrenches. You're gonna need them. on a homestead more than you can. If you do get into where you're actually working on your own homestead and you're doing your own work, water lines, all of this kind of stuff, you're going to need these little monkey wrenches. And I have 6-inch ones all the way up to 30-inch one. I have a huge one. Now, I've never used that one on water. Most of the time, the most useful ones are about 12 inches long. It seems like most everything can be done with that, with those 12-inch, 12 to 14-inch, something along those lines. They're called a monkey wrench or a adjustable jaw. Their jaws adjust. You turn a little nut in the backside of it, and the top raises up or lowers as you need it to tighten down on what you need to be able to tighten what you, if you get something that's you need to tighten, that's how you're going to do it. I'll get your comments there, Vince, and then I got more to go.
Okay, I've got a couple quick questions for clarification, Kyle.
Sure.
I believe you mentioned the term crescent wrench. Now, class, crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T, is a brand name, and it also is kind of like a type of wrench. So some people might say, I want to make a Xerox. What they really don't mean is they don't want to make the company Xerox. They want to make a copy, but they use the term Xerox as a synonym for copy. Now, so what I did was I looked up the term crescent wrench on the internet. Now, it's confusing, Kyle, because it shows an adjustable pair of pliers, a pliers with a worm screw that you can open and close the jaws wider or narrower, and that would be called a crescent wrench. Also, there's a kind with an offset set of grippers, like a pair of regular plain old pliers that people had in the 60s and 70s with an angled head. Those are called crescent wrenches. And also wrenches that are combination wrenches, open end on one side, like, you know, 9/16 of an inch or in the millimeter size, and the other side would be box wrench, you know, boxed. So what were you talking about with in terms of crescent wrenches? Which one of those?
Well, I was actually talking about the one that you can screw the bottom or top. You screw the bottom, usually,
okay,
and it'll drop down with a little,
okay,
worm gear.
Got it. So those are, to me, those are just
announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about wrenches, and I used the term adjustable pliers, and what I really meant was adjustable wrench. And you talked about crescent wrenches. So if you go to the internet and you look up the images of these things, you're going to see, if you look up monkey wrench, you're going to see images of all kinds of wrenches that are not monkey wrenches. So, Kyle, the term that I used when I was growing up, and I guess it depends on which part of the country you're from, monkey wrenches, I've heard that term, but I've used the term pipe wrench. Is that what you're talking about? The adjustable jaw pipe wrench? Is that what you mean by a monkey wrench?
Sure. Yeah, and actually I was trying to think of that, but it just wasn't firing. All the synapses were not firing. But yes, I agreed. Yeah, it's adjustable pipe wrench that has jaws on the top and bottom, and you tighten them down. I realize we're really running out of time here. We didn't have much. And, we can always do it again. But the other thing that you're going
to
have to pick up, I am a big fan of now, these are not necessarily tools, but if you're doing plumbing, you're going to need them, I guarantee you. The little stainless steel hose clamps. They make what's called, they're just a little screw that sits around a band, and they come in many different sizes. You're going to want an assortment of them. They make them down to go to like a quarter inch up to, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 inches. They're huge. They can be huge. But your most common size that you're going to be using is going to be probably 3/8, half inch, 5/8, and 3/4. That's going to be, and 1 inch possibly, yes. 1 inch. So you're going to want those hose clamps, an assortment of them. And I would say probably 10 of each sitting around somewhere. You're just, if you're thinking of long-term storage or use of these, you're going to want a whole bunch of them, especially those sizes. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, we have here at the farm, we have probably a couple hundred of them in all of this. Yes, we have a couple hundred of those in the sizes that you recommended, 3/8, half inch, 5/8, 5/16, 3/4, 1 inch, and larger. And we use them for the hoses on automobiles, and we use them for plumbing. But I have a caution. If you go to the Chinese factory tool outlet and you buy theirs, they look like they're stainless steel, and they're not. They're not necessarily stainless steel. And they're substandard. They will rust. And if you have a stainless steel one, you can bury it in the ground. It'll be there for years and years and years. But if you buy one of these Chinese factory tool outlet ones that looks like stainless steel, it's going to rust. And the steel is so weak, they break. So what we're talking about is a hose clamp. It's a band. It goes around the circumference of the hose, whether it be a plastic or rubber hose, you know, for an automotive application. And it has a screw tightening mechanism that you either put a small socket on or a flat screwdriver tip, and you tighten it. But only get the kind that are absolutely stainless steel. AutoZone sells them. Ideal, I-D-E-A-L, is a top quality brand. That is my favorite. It's been around since I was selling auto parts after high school days. Back in the 1960s and 70s. So that's the best brand I've ever found. Kyle?
I agree with that completely. Ideal is the best, and all of mine are that way too. I only, you know, Vince, it's kind of interesting. So many things we do are almost subconscious. You know, when I say those stainless steel hose clamps and stuff like that, I don't even think in terms of buying anything other than making sure it's stainless steel. I don't even consider that. I mean, it's almost a subconscious thing, but I got to realize that you're right. I'm glad you think of those things, because there are a whole bunch of substandard garbage out there. Now, the other thing that I'll make real quick here, my son-in-law does this kind of thing, a lot of plumbing for a living, and he has a banding tool. And if you're putting plastic pipe around something or hooking them together, he has this little metal band and a little pair, a clamper type tool that squeezes those things on and puts them on there really tight. I mean, they do work really well. They are a major pain to get off if you really ever need to. And I personally don't trust them for long-term use. But he does so much of this that, and it's so much faster that he uses it a lot, and he has very good luck with it. He told me the other day he has not had to come back to a job yet where one of those bands failed, and he's been doing it for years. But in any case, I would like to get your opinion on that as well, Vince.
Sure. I believe what you're talking about is connecting PEX, P-E-X type, pipe, it's flexible, semi-flexible, water line to these brass connections, whether they be couplings or elbows or tees. And there's two styles. There is one that looks like a wedding band, I believe that's what you're talking about. It slips over the end of the pipe, and you have this tool that goes over the pipe with this like wedding band type fitting. It's a kind of a heavy copper alloy, and you crimp it down, and it gets tighter. That's one way. The way that we do it is we use the stainless steel ones that uses a different pair of pliers, and you just crimp it, and the plier jaws make the connection tighter, and they're a little easier to take off. So there's two styles. Is that what you're talking about, Kyle?
Yep. I'm actually talking about the second one. He uses that one most all the time.
And that's the one to use, class. Kyle, you're going to have to do it again and again. Boy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.